I'm Marianne Williamson.
Jack Canfield.
Sabon Poussomé.
I'm Doreen Virtue.
My name is Miguel Ruiz.
Hi, I'm Carolyn May.
This is James Van Praagh, and you're listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman.
Keep doing what you're doing, Greg, balancing the negative radio broadcast with positive energy.
Welcome. You are listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman on KX93.5 FM, community-supported radio in Laguna Beach, California. You know the drill, guys. Sex, relationships, dream interpretation. We talk about it all. We don't tell you what to do. We don't tell you how to do it. The bottom line is, it's your path. So that means that it's also your life, your strength, your responsibility. And the bottom line is happiness takes courage and love takes courage. And if you have courage, come with us on an inner journey. Baby, welcome back. You are listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman on KX 93.5 FM, community-supported radio in Laguna Beach and broadcast all over the world. All right, I don't know how much of y'all know this or don't know this. If Nelson Mandela was alive today, he would have been 100 years old. There are so many things that this man did to contribute not only to his country, not only ethnically, not only culturally, but really to the entire world. He was a gift. And this is talking about a gift from a man who was thrown into jail and didn't stop being that gift. I'm going to tell you, one of the things that he said was, and I love this, may your choices reflect your hopes, not your fears. It's essentially what I say when I say happiness takes courage. You have to have the courage to be able to go for what you believe in, towards versus away. It's not that hard. And, you know, in following that, another thing that he said is a winner is just a dreamer who never gives in. And I'm going to give you one more in a row. I learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. The brave man is not he who does not feel afraid, but it's he who conquers his fear. And that's what I'm saying to you. If you want love, it's a scary friggin' thing. If you want happiness, it's also scary. I'm not asking you to pretend you're not afraid. I'm asking you to recognize that fear and go forward anyway. Not for me, not for you, but really because you deserve it. And the world deserves you. And lastly, it's one of those things that really has just been one of my favorites from Nelson Mandela, and Marianne Williamson used it as well. And she said, as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give others permission to do the same. Why live well? That's why. If you need a reason to go beyond yourself, whether you're wallowing or celebrating, if you need a reason to recognize, just be your light. See your light and let others do so. And they will get inspired and we will lift the world together. It ain't that huge a deal, but it is simultaneously monumental. And we'll be back with more Inner Journey with Greg Friedman right after a little John Lennon.
Two, one, two, three, four.
Welcome back. You are listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman on KX93.5 FM, community-supported radio in Laguna Beach and all over the world. And we are joined right now by Susan Huff, who has been absent lately.
I know.
Maybe that's why there was a pitch you just hit. my eardrum burst.
I'm happy to be here, though.
I am happy to have you here as well. Where have you been gallivanting?
I've been on the East Coast.
Doing?
Walking for water.
Which is? Come on, work with me,
oh,
lady.
Oh, no, you do this with me often. It's a teen nonprofit project that puts water wells in indigenous countries that need that women and children walk up to 6 to 12 hours for clean water.
So you have a school on the East Coast that you work with?
I have three schools on the East Coast.
You have three schools on the East Coast?
I do.
That you work with, one out here in Laguna Beach, and soon to have another one where?
San Clemente.
Yeah, baby.
I'm so excited.
So why is this such a big deal that you work with these kids on this charity?
Well, the big deal is I help them find their gift in the project, and I also try to bring the indigenous teachings that have been taught to me to them through the project. So I help the kids that have a gift with art. They do the art project parts of it. I have kids write press releases. I have them design the T-shirts. I have them, the ones that can talk it up, can go and talk to get sponsorships. I have the kids that are great come on your radio show. You give me a lot of support around walking for water.
Yeah, but for me, the reason we do it with kids is because, especially around here, I see it. These kids discover that there's a world beyond their little microcosm, and they discover happiness through being of service, which is vital as far as I'm concerned.
I think it's the most important thing that we put that in their little bodies, and they're not little, they're teenagers, but when you expose them to something like that, something inside of them wakes up and they start to remember who they are.
Cool. How about taking some email questions?
Let's do it.
All right. We have Kelly from Portland, Maryland, and she writes, I'm just graduating from college and I'm struggling with having to work outside of what I am passionate about. And I don't know what to do.
That's interesting. I just had a young woman call me today about that, who I'd worked with when she was younger. And I was like, you gotta pay the bills. Gotta pay the bills. But go to places where you're interested in what they're doing and tell them why they need you. I mean, it's one thing to send in your resume and everything, but you really got to, like, take an extra step.
So as far as I'm concerned, you can do whatever other job that you want as long as you're feeding your dharma by doing it. In other words, is taking this job supporting your passion indirectly or directly? If this is helping you get closer to embodying what you're passionate about, then groovy. If this is a distraction or something that is going to wind up helping you forget why you're here, then no, it's not appropriate. So put it in perspective. Is this a tool you're using to serve your passion, or is this something that you're being used by?
Well, and I also remember one time when I didn't have a job and I was a single parent and I needed one and I had to work in a job I hated. Mm-hmm. And what I would do is I would talk about what I loved when the people would come into the store I was working in, I'd say, and one day somebody said, oh, I know a job. There's one at the psych hospital down the street. And I said, who do I interview with? And they said, me.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, put it out there. What do you want? Really reach for it.
We have our guests showing up early, so we're going to take a short break. We're going to say hello to them during the song break. And when we come back, we'll take one or two more email questions and introduce Moss. We'll be back with more Inner Journey with Greg Friedman and Susan Huff right after this.
Yellow.
Welcome back. You are listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman on KX93.5 FM, community-supported radio in Laguna Beach and broadcast all over the world. We are going to be here with Masajadi in just a little bit, but before that, we are rejoined by Susan Huff. Susan, welcome back.
Thank you, Greg.
We're going to do one or two more of your email questions. This one is all the way from Sweden. And Greta from Sweden asks, why should I study for the future when nobody's doing anything to save it? What's the point of learning when the greatest minds, scientists, are being ignored by our politicians? How's that for a nice light question?
Wow. It's a big one.
I love this question.
I mean, I think you just got to do. You just got to be. You got to keep trying and get your heart into it and find what's pulling you to make a difference in the world and go for it. We can't stop. It's we're here on this earth to make a difference, and we have to do it.
Yeah, Greta, it's very simple for me. Comes down to this. Are you going to exist or are you going to live? And this decision is not determined by exterior circumstances. This is about what you're choosing your life to look like. Do you want it to be something, no matter how short or long it may be, that fed you and fed the world? Or do you want it to be something that you keep in a very small box in a closet? It's entirely your choice. But it's not about what the schmoes and the rest of the world are doing. They're going to do what they're going to do, no matter what. If there are enough voices, then we get to be the ones that get heard. It's very, very simple. John Lennon said, I may be a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. And that's all you need to remember. You may be recognizing all these things about the planet and its health and well-being, but you're not alone. And it's important to remember that at all times. All right, one more quick one?
Sure.
All right. We have Sophia from Newport Beach, and she says, I'm in high school, and I'm being pressured to have sex. I don't have anything against it, but feeling like I'm being pushed, please help. Oh, I love the looks that you are giving me today.
I know, and I love teenagers, and you know that. So, honey, you've got to, like, do it in your own timing and have your own voice, and don't let other people pressure you about anything, especially something that's got to do with your body and your heart and your soul.
Yeah, I agree entirely. The bottom line is there's always going to be influences trying to push you in a direction or at a speed that's convenient or appropriate to them. It ain't about them. It's like what I said to Greta. This has to happen from you for you. This is your life. You are not signing it off to anybody else. And if you do, then that's when we all run into issues. When we give away what is so incredibly beautiful, our own lives, our own source, our own perspective, then we're not only losing out, but we're also depriving so many of the joy of our presence and our individuality. We'll be back with more Inner Journey with Greg Friedman and our guest, Masajadi, right after a little break. And Susan, thank you very much.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you.
You are listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman on KX 93.5 FM, community-supported radio in Laguna Beach, California. Welcome back. You are listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman on KX 93.5 FM, community-supported radio in Laguna Beach and broadcast across the world. Hello. Sorry about that. Our guest this evening has an intro that I don't think I've ever given. I'm going to start out by telling you things that Moss doesn't do. Moss doesn't diagnose you, cure you, or heal you of any illness. The only thing that Moss does, and I love this part so much, is to support awakening within the natural transformational forces within you already. All results that occur thereafter are created by your own energy and actions. I have to tell you, Moss, I say this all the time. My intro to the show every single night is, I ain't going to tell you what to do or how to do it. I simply open up road. I simply just set up pathways and possibilities. Moss Sajani, thank you very much for joining us here tonight on Inner Journey.
Greg, thanks for having me here.
Well, I'll tell you this. It is a pleasure to have you, first and foremost. I'm going to just jump in the deep end, if it's okay with you.
Yep, perfect.
And ask you the first question I ask everybody. We have had shaman and medicine men and authors and artists, people of service of pretty much every pathway.
Yes.
To a person, there was a catalyst or a series of events that really thrust them on their path.
Yes.
I know that's true of you as well. Will you share with our listeners tonight?
Of course.
Thank you.
So I've had two near-death experiences, and the first one really allowed me to open up to the realities or the possibilities that are out there. Mm-hmm. The second near-death experience, which was a drowning, allowed me to not just see those realities or possibilities that are out there, but actually play with them. So go inside, play with them, not only to change my life so exponentially, but then anybody I work on to transform their lives in any way possible, actually.
I love, you know, you would be shocked, or maybe you wouldn't, at how many people that are healers and teachers have had near-death or death experiences. It's ridiculous.
Right.
But, and they very often do exactly what you just did. It's like, oh, yeah, I had two near-death experiences. That old thing? Who cares?
Yes.
All right. Break it down. What happened?
Well, the first near-death was, it was my college days. And, you know, Greg, the difference between, like, what my near-death and a lot of near-deaths is that I was really tailored or groomed. So when I had the near-death experiences, it allowed me to, well, jump to a higher level and then bring that level into this reality. That makes sense to you.
Yeah, but tell the story. I think that's going to help it make more sense if you don't mind.
So the first near death, let's just step back a bit. I was always searching or craving for what life is about.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So I went through the religious path and I studied all the religions and spiritual movements. Again, a lot of good content there, but not quite the complete story. Mm-hmm. So, and then we figured, well, to be happy, you want to be successful. Right? You want to make a lot of money or all that stuff. Well, that's not the complete picture. So what's that complete picture? So on my first near death, it was in my early 20s. It was a college job warehouse accident. I had my jaws crushed in a rail car accident. I used to unload rail cars. So I had my jaws crushed. I was literally dangling from the ceiling of the rail car. And that's where I saw my body, say, separate. So mm-hmm. I saw my body, like, again, separated from my identity.
Okay, so for those people out there that may not be aware of what you're talking about,
yes,
if I understand you correctly, what happened is you had this experience that was traumatic and physically damaging to you.
Yes.
As a result, a part of you left your body and was able to visually look at what was going on with your body without the attachment of being inside of it.
Yes. It happens quite a bit. People who've had surgeries, mm-hmm. right? They kind of die for a few seconds or a minute, and then they bring them back, right? They can see their body. They can see the surgeons work on them. So very similar to that. There's a separation of your identity or of your spirit, if you want to call it your spirit or your higher self. You know, whatever term that you use, we'll just use spirit from now on. So you see yourself And that's what I equate to the grander picture of who we are. Because once you separate from that identity, or what I call space-time, right, because you're locked in space and time here, mm-hmm. you separate, you come into your timeless being. At that timeless being, which is 99% of what composes you, you are all grand. You are complete. You have access to anything that you need to. You're a powerful being. You can, like, materialize anything that you need to or want to.
So this is the part that I still haven't gotten a response to that mm-hmm. sates me completely.
Yes.
Why the heck would you come back into this body if you were there with all that?
It's a great question. It's not like you have a choice. So, you know, I went through the story. So the first near death, I went through a life review.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's not really a life review. You actually, like, literally relive life from a higher perspective. So that's where you start to understand that, you know, whatever issues that you had, the couldas, the shouldas, and why did God forsake me, all those, say, questions get answered for you. So you understand what your life was about. Again, there's no mistakes of what you've done in the past. Okay? It's just learning experiences. Mm-hmm. So why would you come back? So there's a time that, you know, you start to awaken in that reality, and it's, gosh, it feels really good here. But then there's almost like a voice, thundering voice that comes out. It's like, well, you know, you can stay here, but then as they push you back into, like, your body, or you can leave. So it's not really a choice.
Yeah, it sounds like you're saying you're at a party and the host comes up with your hat and your coat and says, well, it's lovely and I'd love for you to stay longer. Why are you leaving so quickly as they're shoving you out the door?
Exactly. It's just like that. So it's not like your choice. That's why.
Okay.
Yeah.
So basically, until now, everybody said, oh, no, they say you can stay or you can go.
Yes.
What you're saying is they may be saying you can stay or go, but they're saying get your booty down there.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And then when you come back into your body, it's a little distorting at first because, well, time and space gets distorted. But once you get really comfortable, you get to see the beauty on the other side. And then, well, obviously you crave to be on the other side, but then you start to, say, formulate the beauty from the other side in your life here. And that's what I help people do.
Break that down for our listeners. Make it about as remedial as you can, if you don't mind.
Sure. So say, for example, that you're in a spacesuit here. You're very limited to what you can do here, mm-hmm. right? But at with okay, let's step back a little bit.
Whichever direction you want to go is totally fine. You want to start with a different analogy, perhaps?
Yeah. So, for example, at the 99% or the bigger picture of who you are, your spirit body, mm-hmm. right? You have access to, say, a lot of opportunities, right? But to create your reality here in physical form, you really have to get dumbed down to understand life here, right? That's why a lot of things don't make sense, right? Uh-huh. We get dumbed down, right? So so what happens is that you go have a near-death experience, mm-hmm. right, or tragic experience. You come back, and then you get to start to see how the mechanics of this life works. And then you pull down the beauty of, say, your higher self into your physical form here. Does that make sense to you? So you're not as dumb.
Well, what makes sense is that makes perfect sense. What mm-hmm. doesn't make sense is why wouldn't we just have that energy from the get-go?
Why wouldn't you have that energy from the get-go? Is because over time and over generations, your family lineage and so on, somehow we forgot how grand we really were. Right? So say you have a negative experience that taints your life from mm-hmm. that point on, right? So imagine people having negative experiences, okay? Your father, your mother, you know, generations, your great-great-grandfather and so on like that. So hundreds of generations back, you are a cumulative total of all those experiences that people have had. So we're not really as awakened, although we should be. And I don't want to get into all the details because it's a long explanation, but people really don't know how to die properly and people don't know how to live, get born properly.
Oh, no. You think you're going to get away with just like saying that was,
so
that's way why. Too interesting to let go of.
But that's why we have the issues that we do.
So, first of all, I agree with you. I have said innumerable times that there are more things that are passed down in our DNA to us as individuals than our hair color, our skin tone, our height, our basic body shape. We are also inheriting ancestral patterns. Yes.
Have you been listening to my podcasts?
No, but I'm going to start.
Because that's what I talk about. The DNA makeup. Right? That can literally, you can clone something or somebody. Again, hair color, eye color, you know, skin tone, whatever it is. You get passed down, say, how strong your relationships are. You get passed down how you look at money, finances, health, right? All those issues are like just programs that run in you. And what I do is like I get to the core level issue of those programs, no matter where you got them from, and go, gosh, this program isn't working well. It didn't work for your parents, grandparents, and so on. Why do you want to run it? And then I help them edit it. Mm-hmm. And then that's how they shift their life quite fast, actually.
Yeah, I always say it's, you know, there's nothing in us that needs to be beaten down, suppressed, or repressed. Instead, it's like, guess what? Whatever that's there, ultimately, it's there to be of service to us, whatever that pattern is.
Yes.
Perhaps it was a guard at the gate, and now that gate doesn't need guarding anymore.
Exactly.
Well, that energy is still energy.
Yes.
Instead of letting it just go bonkers because it's going crazy with nothing to do, let's instead give it a raise, give it a promotion, give it a new job, because the energy is valid and valuable and lovely.
True.
And the more that we could look at ourselves in that regard, as though every part of us is beautiful, we sometimes have to figure out how to employ it to our benefit.
Right. So I use the analogy that, you know, whatever that we used in the past or your parents' lineage past have been used, it was a great tool at the time. It's not that it was wrong, but now it's a tool that's been overused. It's a tool that doesn't serve you. It's time to move on, right?
Absolutely. Now, I know a ton of your work has to do with transformation.
Yes.
I'm going to be just incredibly remedial.
Okay.
Define what transformation means to you and then why it's so important to us as individuals. Okay.
So let me give you an analogy on transformation and why what I do is effective.
Mm-hmm.
Say that you've got a weed and that weed, say, signifies the issues that you have in your life, whatever it is, lack of money, like abuse problems, self-respect. A lot of your listeners, as I'm tapping in, they've been abused from what I'm seeing. So and they're really, really nice people, but that's why they get abused. So we can talk about that later. So anyway, that weed, right, that you've got signifies the issues in your life.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense to you, right? Mm-hmm. So what happens is that you see this problem in your life that you have, and then you go, gosh, that's a weed in my garden of life. I'm going to pull it out. So you yank it out. But then in a very short time, that weed is stronger, right? It grows back because we didn't pull it out at the right level.
At the root.
So, and then what we do, you know, this is where like medicines, surgeries, if it's a physical issue, you know, I don't know, psychologists, eating properly and so on. Again, those are like the top level issues, the topsoil, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you get into, say, energy medicines, intuition, guidance like that, right? Or religion or prayer, spirituality. That's like the mid level. But the root, you know, you yank it out there, but it still grows back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So what I do is go way down to your core level. So basically your blueprint of how your life works, like we talked about earlier, those programs that are in your DNA that denote hair color, eye color, so, right? It also denotes abuse patterns or any of those other issues anyway as well. So if you get to the core level issue and you can change it there, then that weed doesn't grow back in the garden of your life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that seems like we're going to have to dive into.
Yes.
How do you get there? And how do you even recognize the there to get to?
Right. So really good question. So
I tell you what I'm going to do, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to torture our listeners.
Okay.
And we're going to take a short break. And when
Perfect.
We come back, we're going to jump into that.
Okay.
We are here with Masajati, and you are listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman on KX 93.5 FM.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just
Welcome back. You are listening to Inner Journey on a really special night. Tonight we are here with Moss Sajati. Moss, before we had you on, I introduced you in a way, but I'm really interested. How would you like yourself introduced? How would you like people to refer to you? Nice, easy question, isn't it?
It is, because I've been considered, like, I don't know, a success energizer, a healer, transformational agent. You know, I do so many things. If anything in your life, what we call life, I can help shift people, and I have helped shifted people. So I really don't know. Maybe your audience can say, give me,
have a contest for the best name.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be great. But think of, you know, I guess the closest thing is if you think of like an oracle type, right, where they knew they could read your past, you know, predict your future. Mm-hmm. I can pretty much do that. But one caveat is that I can actually edit your past, which edits your present moment, which edits, you know, again, realities for the future. So,
absolutely.
So if you guys can figure it out, tell me a name. I'll use it.
We'll take a straw poll. We'll see what we come up with. And I'll put some online, too.
Perfect.
All right. And by the way, before we go too much further, if people want to find out more about you for themselves, how would they go about doing that?
The best way is the podcast Exponential Intelligence, or you can look up my name, Moss Sajati, or they can go to the website, mossajati.com. That's MASSAJADY.com.
And we will definitely put that up on all of our social media as well. You know, we have very little time to answer a very big question. Mm-hmm. So let's see what we can do with this.
Okay.
Perfect. You were talking about going in and really addressing the root so you can facilitate somebody getting closer to their own strength, their own power, their own happiness.
Mm-hmm.
How the heck do you do that?
Well, after the second near death experience, Greg, what's happened is, like, when I see you, whether it's in person or over the phone or through a loved one, I actually see your coding, your source code, so to speak. And I'm kind of like a spiritual geek. I go, well, at this level, say, you know, at 13 or 14, you got abused, and because of that, you know, the rest of your life runs patterns of abuse. Mm-hmm. So I get to the core level issue, and at some level, I help you awaken it. Or if you understand that that's the core issue, the truth really sets you free as well. So I help you, say, awaken to the truth. You start to heal yourself. And that's where, well, a lot of, say, instantaneous, like, transformations happen.
What tools do you employ to help people, to help them reset their patterning, if you would?
Oh, we have a lot of what I call meta healings. So it's a meditation and a healing in one. So
love that. That's a great place to end for this hour, because there's a whole bunch of that we're going to get into in the second hour. We are here with Moss Sajati, and you are listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman. And we will come back at the top of the hour with your phone calls and maybe even a couple of readings with some people that have joined us in studio this evening.
Perfect.
We'll be back right after this.
Inner Journey, guiding you on an adventure of spiritual and personal growth. helping you realize and make real the life of your choosing.
I just wanted to let you know that even though this was a difficult experience, I really learned a lot.
My name is Greg Friedman. I am a modern version of those that have existed in every culture. I am a guide. For years, I have taken people all over the world to work with indigenous elders in exotic locations, only to show you that you are the magic, and we just help you realize it. It can be terrifying to look at our fears, and sometimes, even more so, to look at our strengths. I take you out into the wild, into the unknown, for an inner journey.
Welcome back. You are listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman, and we are here this evening with Moss Sajadi. Moss, one more time for those people that are either just driving town or just tuned in, describe yourself for our listeners, because I lost my voice.
So I've had two near-death experiences, and from those two near-death experiences, almost like been given superhuman abilities to help you shift your life the fastest way possible. Any aspect of it.
All right. So if I was going to go to you and I say, and because I've had clients say something to this effect, look, I am stuck. I don't know where I'm stuck. I don't know what's going on. I don't even know why. What's the first thing you're going to tell me to dive in, or what are you going to do?
I would scan you, again, whether you're here physically or online. Mm-hmm. That's what I do. And then go back to the root level issue of why, say, you're stuck. Because usually it's a pattern. Most people, when they look at their life, they look at one an event that's stopping them from moving forward. But I see patterns. So once you unravel that pattern, then your life shifts rather quickly.
Great. And we have some people here in the studio that would love to work with you a little bit.
Of course.
Do you want to do that now, or would you like to hold on to that for a little bit later?
It's all up to you guys. I can work on you now. Or if people want to call in, I can work on them.
If you guys want to call in, the number here is 949-715-5936. Once again, 949-715-5936. All right. Do you want to start with your left side or your right side?
I can start with her.
Okay. Go do that voodoo that you do.
Of course. And do you want to
sure.
stand here?
Sure.
I can work on your, like, as I scan you, I can work on, like, your lower
Except
back.
If you're standing there, if you're going to respond verbally, you need to get all up in the mic, please.
Yeah, so I'll just put the mic here, and I'm just going to lightly touch you, but it just seems like your lower back has some issues, if that makes sense to you.
Yes.
So we'll work on that. And then you're always in your head. Basically, what you do is, like, escape your body, if that makes sense. So you try to have a lot of logic, although you're very emotional, but you can't yet figure out how, say, to connect your headspace or the logic between your head and your heart. Let's just put it that way. If that makes sense to you?
Yes.
Yeah. So that really comes from, I want to say, like, your mother. Your mother wasn't really, say, in time. So when you, as a young girl, very intuitive, was looking at your mother, do you notice that your mother was almost like floaty, or she wasn't like quite here?
I don't know if she was floaty, but she had issues with me.
Right. She had issues.
I don't know if I noticed floaty so much.
Did you notice that you couldn't, say, connect with her well?
Well, yeah. She wanted me to do it her way.
Well, the reason why, again, and that's the surface level issue that we're talking about, right? Mm-hmm. But the deeper level issue is the reason why you couldn't connect with her well, because although her body or her concept of her body was in one reality, she was like in another world.
Oh, okay.
So that's why the two didn't connect. Okay. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
So, and that's, well, for you. So let's say we'll put you back in. Because as you age, you literally would turn into, say, your mother, where you would, like, you're in your head now. if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, I'm in my head right now.
Yeah, you're in your head now.
I am.
But then later on, you'll go beyond your head. So as your mother aged, maybe, is she still around? Or
no, she's gone. Yeah, okay. She's been gone a while.
Well, she kind of hangs around here.
Yeah, she does.
Talk to her or you talk to her, she talks to you, whichever way. But her... Yeah. Rendition is here, or if you're spiritual, you know, say her spirit is here, whichever way, but that distorts you. So as you age, like she aged, she got to be, say, mentally unstable, or again, not
here. She had Alzheimer's.
Yeah, so mentally unstable.
Yeah.
So you don't have to have that.
Good to know. I don't want it.
So again, for you, let's pull you back into your body.
Okay.
Into your heart space, and let's help her, or help you kind of like end that relationship, because she's gone, right? Like, we can kind of bury it and allow her to move on, so to speak, which allows you to come into your own, say, reality or your own life, where you start to make your own choices, because, again, as you age, you get kind of like stuck in the rut that she created for you.
Okay.
Does that make sense to
you? Yes.
All that? Yeah. So here we go. How are you feeling?
I'm liking it. It feels... I can feel that you're working on me energetically. I can feel that there's things moving, especially in my brain.
Yes. Can you feel?
Yeah, I can feel like
down
it's
into your heart space. And then we don't have to get personal, but just kind of going deeper into you, the groin area and so on. Maybe not the best experience when you were like 13 or 14. I might be off by a couple of years, but that kind of distorted you as far as like intimate relationships and so on like that. Kind of like, say, scarred you, if that makes sense. So you can work on that.
I think it was younger.
Younger?
Yes.
Okay. So you might have, I might be off by a couple of years. So whatever that is, again, that kind of scarred you.
Yes.
Although, okay. So you probably felt 13, 14, so you probably looked older or felt older, although you might be younger. That's what might be throwing me off. So anyway, the point is that scarring. So let's help you pull you back into that as well.
Okay.
So you can enjoy, you know, your body as a woman, and then also, you know, if you have a relationship, which I don't see that you do.
I don't.
So there's kind of a scar there as well. So when you broke up or disconnected from your last relationship, that wound is still there between the both of you. And it's pretty hard to attract another relationship, let's say. That wound is still open, so let's get rid of that for you as well.
Oh, I especially feel it in my left leg.
Yeah, there we go.
Wow.
And again, that's not me, that's not my energy, that's literally your, say, sense of self coming back into yourself the proper way.
Oh, okay.
There we go. Well, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling a little like, I don't know, it's like I can't really figure out words for it. I feel like I'm more in my legs than I was before, and that something is shifting down in here.
Yeah, your neck, the back of the neck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's literally you, your spirit getting pulled back into your body.
Thank you.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. I appreciate it.
I'm
happy about that. That was really nice.
Well, I'm so glad.
All right, you guys, thank you very much for that. I'll tell you what, Susan, I'm going to ask you a couple questions. Moss, I'm going to ask you a couple questions in a moment, but first we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more Inner Journey with Greg Friedman and Moss Sajadi. Right after this. Welcome back. You are listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman on KX93.5 FM, community-supported radio in Laguna Beach, California, and all over the world. We are here this evening with Moss Sajadi. Moss,
yes.
How would you describe what just transpired between you and Susan? What would you call that exchange?
So just really to put it really simply, so when I see her, I see frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I really don't see although I see the body, I see the underlying patterns, and I see, and for me, it's just like literally highlighted on what's going on with her, like her lower back issues or some of the, you know, whatever issues that we talked about, the head issues, your mom and so on like that. So if you think of it as a screen, so when I see her, there's certain parts of the body
mm-hmm.
that are distorted from memories or experiences and so on, whether it's yours or, you know, previous lifetimes or, you know, family lineage. It's almost like a touch screen. I can, like, touch that area at a conscious level, right? And then the whole story opens up, like, on what happened. And then I can edit it.
How do you edit it? What's the process?
That aspect is really putting focus on, say, that part of it. Because once people say know the truth, whether I tell them or not, at least I see the truth, and then that allows them to recover from it. Does that make sense to you? So it's like everything is created of a frequency. Right? Your body is of a frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm that frequency changer, just like you would change music, right? By changing the frequencies, I change the way people see their life or the way that people see their body.
Cool.
Yeah.
Susan, during the break, you were going through a whole bunch of different sensations physically and energetically. You want to share some of that
was? Yeah, I got lightheaded, and it was kind of interesting. And the more I think about it, like, I think one of my biggest fears has been because I took care of my mom with Alzheimer's.
So that's where I read it. Yeah.
Is that I'm going to get Alzheimer's now.
Yes.
And so, I mean, it's interesting. It's been one of my really, like, one of those things like, oh, dear God, don't give me Alzheimer's.
Got it.
You know, so that was really, mm-hmm. like, interesting that that's where you took it. Like, I had issues with my mom, obviously.
Yes.
You know,
of course. I mean, who doesn't?
Right, you know. But I would say that's where the fear part came in.
Right, right.
So that was really powerful. And I felt, and I still feel this stuff happening on the right side in my ear.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So I feel like, yeah, he did something. It was good.
Do you want to, before we move on to our caller, is there something that you'd like to share with our listeners, or is there something you'd like to ask Moss?
I think I just want to share, like, it was nice that something could happen so quickly.
Yes.
And is that normal that it moves that fast? Or
it's very normal.
Wow.
Yeah. Definitely. Especially for you, because it's more of a frequency pattern.
Uh-huh.
It hasn't been, like, physically in place, right? Like, you're not getting Alzheimer's.
Right.
Right? Until later on as you age. So you can delete that pattern readily before it even starts.
I mean, I was kind of surprised because I thought I'd had breast cancer, so I thought maybe there was going to be something around that, but there wasn't.
Oh, that's where that emptiness in your heart space was. Mm-hmm. So that's why I pulled you in.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. Yeah, because I could feel that something was happening here, but I wasn't sure what it was about.
Right.
So,
yeah. So that's what it's about.
Okay,
like
cool.
Resetting those memories of cancers or anything like that for you.
Well, thank you so
You're
much.
So
I'm so grateful. Yeah. I'm so glad I showed up, Greg. Thank you.
All right, Moss, how do you feel about taking somebody calling in?
Perfect.
We have Lori, who is calling in from Henderson, Nevada. Lori, welcome to Inner Journey.
Thank you for having me. How are you both this evening?
Phenomenal, thank you.
Great.
So does she want to ask me something, or do you just want me to read her?
Like, no, just jump into it. First of all, I have to center myself because
the lower neck issues area?
Because I got all woozy from your last, from the woman in the studio. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm sorry. What's going on is Moss had his headphones off for a moment, so he could not hear you. We are reconnecting him as we speak.
Sorry. Okay.
And then we will be able to hear you. All right, Moss, one more time. Lori, you were saying, what were you saying about when she was working on Susan?
when he was working on Susan, I started getting really woozy and lightheaded and just energy pulses going through, like an excitement and that sort of thing. So that was really wonderfully strange.
Wonderfully strange. All right. All right. We found a pair of headphones that actually Moss can hear you on. What she was saying is when you were working on Susan, she felt a little bit woozy and wonderfully strange. Yes. I love woozy and wonderfully strange. It's a great combo platter.
It is. It is.
All right. And she said that, no, she doesn't want to ask you anything. And I'm sorry. It's just because you've already said this, Lori.
That's okay.
But she would just like you to jump on in.
Sure. So, again, Laura, I don't know if you heard me or not, but like upper neck issues, and maybe that's why. Because as I work on one individual, if you're listening in, if you have of similar issues, I'll be working on you as well, whoever you may be. So there's a lot of fear in you, Laura, if that makes sense. It's almost like you're being hunted, if that makes sense. Or you'd be that – it's almost like you're a rabbit, and you're always that's the way your life pattern is. So you might move a lot, or you might escape a lot. That makes sense. So that way, does that make sense to you so far?
I was born in the year of the rabbit.
Oh, okay. So yeah, and I don't the horoscope and all that. I don't understand much of that.
No, that's fine.
But
that's okay.
Does that mean though? Does that make sense to you? You're always kind of escaping, or not say completely secure. Like in your relationships and finances, issues with your father, if that makes sense to you.
Okay.
So you'll never feel safe and secure, if that makes sense to you, bottom
line. Okay.
Right? No matter what you do. So this type of pattern, when people run this type of pattern, say you make $1 billion, you'd never feel safe and secure if you're still running this pattern. Because no level of success will make you feel secure if you don't delete this pattern. So let's help you delete that. Let's pull you back in and then fix or help you resolve. Again, I'm not a doctor in any way, but let's see if I can help you. It just seems like you have lower skull type issues, upper spine type issues. I don't know if you might have fell or just out of curiosity, Laura.
Uh-huh. A window and frame hit me on my head when I was working in Manhattan. So that's probably where you are seeing that energy.
Mm-hmm. So, again, helping you heal. And it's not, and although it happened like later on in life, and again, I don't want to get too personal, but I'm just wondering if you were kind of like left alone or kind of abused as a child. I see that kind of pattern in you as well. So.
Not left alone nor abused, maybe verbally, is abuse as well.
Yes. So think of it this way, somebody's like yelling at you, perhaps a male type figure. And you know how you sit there and take the yelling, but you snap your head back, try to get away, but you can't get away? It kind of feels like that type of pattern. That's why I say kind of like abuse. But that's left you, kind of like that rabbit always scared, so to speak, and you operate from that pattern. So it's an easy fix, and as we've been speaking, just removing that for you. So what that means afterwards, in a very short time, it might be right away or, by the next morning, you get to see life in clarity where you can just, sit still and just, take it in. Rather than going, gosh, I have to look around, I have to be afraid all the time.
Anything to say to that, Laura?
No, I'm just sitting still, taking it all in.
Perfect.
And anything that you'd like to do with this? I'm mostly asking because this is radio, and those silences, people are going,
right.
What?
What's going on? Did I lose them? Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Just circling back to the whole yelling deal you were saying, with my dad, that was totally opposite. It was my mom.
Okay.
My father was the buffer of the entire of the family,
Right. So I might mistake that. Mm-hmm. Let's just put it this way. Your mother is a male frequency. Your father mm-hmm. would be a feminine frequency. So
absolutely.
That's why I get that.
Spot on.
Yeah. So that's why I might have made the mistake, but again, the same space. Your mother literally was, I don't want to say possessed, but controlled by a male. So she might have had like multiple personalities or double type personalities.
Mm-hmm.
Where she came in and she was really nice and so on, and then mm-hmm. she snapped into, or say that male personality took yep. over her, and then it was a whole different person. She might have even, her face or her chest, shoulders type might have even changed if you were aware.
Yeah.
So her whole demeanor would change. So literally, if you want to call it possession or control, whatever it is mm-hmm. that you want to call it.
I've seen it.
Yep.
I've witnessed it.
Yeah. So removing that pattern for you as well, because, and again, that's why I say you never feel safe, because you most likely will attract relationships that feel that way. I see alcoholism or something to that effect around you as well. So you might attract men that might be in that genre, so which isn't beneficial for you.
The paternal side of my lineage were functioning alcoholics.
Got it. So that pattern runs in you as well, again, and then mm-hmm. you would most likely say attract somebody like that, or if they weren't, they would have an issue in life, and then they would get addicted to alcohol or whatever. So, right? So those patterns, yep. again, being removed from you as well. Okay, hon? Very nice. Very quick.
And is there anything that you feel like you need to do with her before we let her go for the evening? Or is there...
I actually did as we were speaking. And then those individuals who kind of run of similar patterns, mm-hmm. working on them as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Laura, yeah. did you experience any of that viscerally on your end?
I don't know.
That's a fair answer.
I don't know. I felt more with your previous mm-hmm. Susan was her name. I
right.
felt more energy
yes.
From her from that mm-hmm. From now. But who knows, when I go to sleep
yeah.
Everything could, you know, mm-hmm. switch and clear and that sort of thing.
Right.
Why do you think that I have or feel just like issues in my shoulder area, particularly my left side, almost like my mm-hmm. rotator cuff?
Yeah. So the nerves that radiate, and again, that's the first thing I saw, neck issues. So the nerves mm-hmm. that would radiate into your shoulders, mm-hmm. not at, say, full capacity. So,
right.
So it's like, you know, when you fall asleep on your arm, you know, you don't have full capacity, and then you get have issues, and then you get to, well, aches, pains, things like that. So
right. I felt that it was because I may have been shouldering, in quotes, things that were not for me, you know.
Yeah.
About a year ago, I was having issues with my knee, again, mm-hmm. my left knee, and walking and that sort. And I realized that I was vacillating back mm-hmm. and forth with what I wanted to do and where I wanted to go and making decisions mm-hmm. back to the rabbit.
Right.
And once I decided and once I moved and just made a simple move, mm-hmm. forward,
right.
I stopped having knee issues.
Perfect.
Cool. Laura, thank you very much for calling into Inner Journey, and thanks for spending time with Moss.
Thank you.
Moss, that was very cool. We are going to take a short break, perfect. And when we come back, we'll dive into a little bit about meditation.
Perfect.
And how that plays into a lot of what you do. And we'll see about maybe diving into another person or two. We are here with Inner Journey and Masajati, and we'll be back after a little heart.
There I was with off I'd ran. A young world crashing around me. No possibilities of getting what I need. He looked at me and smiled. Said, no, 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 child. See the dog and the butterfly. She rolled back down to the warm, soft ground, laughing. She don't know why. She don't know why. Dog and butterfly. Well, I stumbled upon your secret place, safe in the trees. You had tears on your face. Wrestling with your desires, frozen strangers stealing your fires. The message hit my mind. Only words that I could find. See the dog and the butterfly up in the air. He liked to fly. Dog and dog and butterfly. We're getting older. The world's getting colder. Will they lie for me? I don't know the reason why. Maybe it's living, making us give in. Hearts rolling in.
Welcome back. You are listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman, and we have a very pressing question for any of you guys out there that are listening in and may know the answer. Was River Phoenix related to Anne or Nancy Wilson? Give us a call. We're curious. Totally off subject, but we talk about the weirdest things during break. All right. We are here with Moss Sajadi. Moss, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you.
Somebody is ringing. I hear bells. All right. So there are so many things that you offer up. One of them is the meta healing.
Yes.
And you talk about, when I read up on, because I research every guest that comes on, you talk about the basics around meta healing and that there are basics. First of all, what is meta healing? And secondly, what are the basics of it?
Okay. So it's a meditation and healing in one. So you take your normal meditation, and so basically on the 21 days, it's a meditation that we do for 21 days. So it's a 21-day meta healing. So you get on in the mornings. In the U.S., you'd get on in the mornings, you'd meditate with me for 21 days. I guide you into a deep state of meditation. Mm-hmm. And as I guide you into a deep state of meditation, I work on you at, again, your source code or at your spirit level, whichever one that you want to think about. And then together, we combine our efforts, and that's where amazing changes happen in your health issues, physical issues, relationships, finances. Anything that you call life starts to shift and transform.
And why is it that you do this through meditation? Why is meditation so important to you?
Meditation is really important, especially the way we do it, because it gets you into the present moment. Now, most meditations actually, say, escape you from the present moment. So meditation, hypnosis, things like NLP, anything like that literally escapes you from the present moment. I basically pull you in, so it's the reverse of meditation. And as you're in the present moment, you get to, say, look around your environment, and you go, you know what, this isn't the complete me, right? And then you get to remove all the distortions that you think you are into your higher, grander self.
So if I'm understanding you correctly, what you're saying is that through meta healing,
yes,
you lose the story and get to your authentic self.
Exactly. Exactly.
And is that an arduous process? Is it a fair, I mean, what is it that people go through as a part of that process?
Well, the first process, or this, we cut the 21 days into three parts. The first third would be becoming aware of all the distortions that you think you are, right? The sense of lack, the abuse, feeling not good enough, whatever it might be. We help you step back and see your life in an honest format or an honest point of view. Mm-hmm. The second third would be, well, removing it and then start creating a solid foundation for you. And then the last third would be, well, bringing in new concepts, new behavior patterns, ideas, and so on like that. So you can start out, say, a new pathway for yourself.
If I'm, again, I'm just going to shoot this back to you, and you could tell me I'm crazy.
Of course.
Of course is right. First part of this is really holding up a mirror.
Yes.
Helping people recognize who they are as they are.
Yes.
And the second part is going, great, this is who you are. Now let's strip off all of that stuff that's been, for lack of a better way of saying it, an inhibitor.
Yes.
And from there, we get to stay a moment in the void, in the naked version of ourselves.
Yes.
And then consciously decide, what is it that we'd like to dress ourselves with? How do we want to show up in this world now that we are not obligated to that past vision of ourselves?
Exactly. That's perfect.
And people listening right here, right now, can join this, correct?
Of course.
How would they go about doing that, and what does that look like for them from the beginning?
They can just go to masajati.com, look up the 21 days under the menu. And actually, this month, it'll start on December 7th because of my schedule. Mm. So the first 21 days, because we do it every month, it'll start on December 7th, and you would actually have 4 days free for your listeners to try it out.
So let me just, again, if they checked it out, they could do a couple days of just diving in without any sense of obligation.
Yes, exactly.
How can you lose? Yeah. It's like, guys, just go check it out. You got nothing. I mean, literally nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Yes.
And masajati.com is one place. Also, you're on air a lot yourself. You do podcasts.
We do podcasts called Exponential Intelligence. I still think at the time when it first came out, it was the fastest growing podcast on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it grew organically. And it's like the whys of life and then how to have it all.
Yeah, it's EI. And so yes. What do you mean when you by saying exponential intelligence?
Exponential intelligence, it's the body, it's what I've dubbed the body of, say, consciousness or knowledge or awareness that, say, dictates how we operate. So it's like a human handbook that I've accessed through the second near death. And then I explain that human handbook to us.
Cool.
Yeah.
Feel like going on air and exposing yourself? All right, hop on over to Moss if you would. We have Jennifer in the studio with us as well, and she is right now walking up to Moss along the speaker. And
hi there.
Again, I'm just going to lightly touch you. I've worked on you before, and that's and thanks, Greg, for bringing me on through Jennifer. So for Jennifer, from the work that you've done with me, a lot of things have cleared out. That makes sense to you?
Yes.
So it's like taking inventory from what you've done. And again, a smart way of doing it. You step back. You took like inventory of your life. Mm-hmm. And then as you take inventory, it's like, well, I want to keep this. I want to keep that. And then did you notice that it happened automatically? What the things in your life that you didn't need kind of like walked away. That makes sense to you? Even like relationships from what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Two relationships from what I'm seeing, if that makes sense to you.
Absolutely.
So those things walk away. And then now you're at a level, and maybe that's why we're here together again, is like, okay, I'm cleared up. Yeah. I want to go to the next stage in my life.
Absolutely.
Right? So let's help you go to the next stage. And if you want to, say, describe your experiences with, say, how you started and then after as you kind of flop around like a fish.
That's how I feel.
Lovely.
Yes. So some people, when I work on them, they literally like flop around like Jennifer's doing or move around.
It doesn't take me much to get into the space.
So.
Yeah, I felt that it was just like an unraveling of things just leaving my body and people leaving.
Yes.
Relationships, like what you spoke to.
She's kind of in a distorted state right now, so it's all good. So what I'm doing now, since she can't really talk, is really helping her go into that next level or that next stage of her life. Almost like closing up the books, kind of like you do in accounting. You know, you look at your books, see what's going on, finalize them, close them. For her, it's a lot of closing from what I'm seeing. So saying goodbye to the old patterns, maybe the old relationships and so on for, well, lack of a better word, for good, and then starting anew. Just like a clean slate, that's where you are. It almost seems like you might move, too. Not far. Is that what's happening?
That's, So it's coming up soon, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe a month from now, about that time, from what I'm seeing. So, yeah, you move, and then that's like the beginning or, say, a new book, not a new chapter of your life, literally like a new volume of your life, which is really, I'm really excited for you. And you'll see that things will go quicker, more efficiently for you. The things that you need to come into your life will just literally show up for you. Obviously, there's work to be done, but the wherewithal starts coming in. Oh, and
just so you guys know, because you're going, what the heck's going on? Moss has been working on Jennifer, and he just very gently let her go where she wanted to go, and she wanted to lay down on the ground. And Moss held a container and guided her in that general direction and is holding space right where she is. We are going to take a very, very short break. And when we come back, we are going to see what the heck is going on. You are listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman. And we're here with Moss Sajati. you know, there are some days I really wish we were here and you guys could see exactly what's going on, because I could explain it all day long, but explaining it is not going to really translate into the visual of what was going on. If either of you guys have any way that you'd like to communicate what just transpired, Jen, Moss?
I'm still feeling a little, I'm going to feel a little spacey right now, but I definitely feel more connected in my body, and I just feel like something like huge just shifted for me. I feel different. I feel almost like newborn. I mean, I don't even know if that's another way to say it. I feel just different, and I'm just in a different time and space right now. Yeah.
Cool. Moss, anything you'd like to add to that?
Yes. So from, say, a scientific or a mechanical point of view, mm-hmm. So what I was talking about, as you go into that next reality for her, mm-hmm. It literally is that you'll see, like she said, you'll see this reality very different, almost for her instantaneously. So I helped her close those books off mm-hmm. that we talked about and then start, say, a new life. Very quick, very efficient. You know, most people think that, you know, to change their life, you have to do something physical. Right? You got to get a better job, another person, you know, another relationship, whatever. But if you notice, it's the same pattern over and over again. What I do for you and for her as well, what happened there is like, well, let's change the consciousness of how you see your life. And then, well, what happens is like dramatic shifts happen.
Very cool. All right. We are unfortunately at that place. We have whipped through the entire evening. One last question for you.
Yes.
Is there anything that you'd feel remiss in not sharing with our listeners this evening?
Well, one thing I want to stress is that, you know, to really transform your life is you have to go beyond, say, mindfulness. Mm-hmm. This is what you can do on your own, is to become aware of every body movement. So your hand gestures, the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you hold your cell phone, it pulls you into the present moment. So that same effect, I just do it for you at a much, say, dramatic level, much more potent level. So anything that I do for you, you can do on your own, again, at a slower pace. So,
very cool. And if people want to find out more about you or the many different things that you offer, how would they go about doing that?
Right. So if you want to speed up your process, you can get a hold of me at massajady.com. That's MASSAJADY.com. We're doing the 21-day promotion. Again, it's actually perfect time to mm-hmm. say end this year, and you get the 4 days free for a free trial. You can try it out. If you don't like it, that's good. That's fine, too. But if you do like it, it's a great way to start a new life.
Sounds fantastic. Yeah. And Moss, just a pleasure hanging out in the room with you.
It's so fun hanging out with you, too, buddy.
Thank you very much.
It's so cool. Yeah, thank you so much.
I mean, there's Jennifer and Faye and Moss and Susan. I'm grateful to all of you because it's all of your combined efforts that really made this evening possible. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
If you guys want to find out more about us or email us a question, you can find us on social media at Inner Journey with Greg Friedman. Email address is greg@gregfriedman.com. And as I say every week, there's a ton of people that work their booties off to put this show on for us. Grateful to you. Thank you very much. But most of all, it's you, the listeners, that I'm grateful. This show does not exist without your participation. For that, and so, so much more, we are hugely grateful. You've been listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman. Good night.